Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
It's that time of the year again! Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkins! In the grand tradition of this podcast, every start of the new year, I bring you one last episode as a culmination of our K-drama journey for the previous year. Welcome to Annyeong Tita's podcast wrap-up episode of 2023. Now, ever since I started making this wrap-up episode back in 2020, I think is when I started, every year was a struggle. Every year naman. Because I can only choose 10 and I have to rank them pa. But this year was a different type of struggle. Dahil sa totoo lang mga pamangkin, di ko nga akalain na makakabuo ako. Ng top 10 with how the K-dramas were this year. I mean, this year, let's be honest, okay? It's not as good as the previous years. It was either a hit or a miss. And sadly, kahit gaano man ka big budgeted, Netflix man ang gumawa niyan, Disney Plus man ang gumawa niyan. So, kahit gaano man ka budgeted ang K-drama at kahit it's starred by some of the top K-drama actors or actresses out there, eh, wala talaga ang karamihan sa kanila. And I even started calling it as the curse of 2023. But thank God, at nakabuo pa rin po ako. nakabuo pa din po ng top 10 na hindi pilit ang inyong tita. This K-dramas for me ang talagang nagmarka for this year. Ito yung mga sampung K-dramas na di ko pinagsisisihan talagang pinanood ko. And K-dramas I do not regret wasting 16, 10, 12 hours, kung ilan man yan, 8 to 16 hours of my life. Now, once I finally came up with my top 10 K-dramas, or my 10 K-dramas, I again used the 3 R's, which are the categories that I have been using ever since. So I use again the 3 R's in ranking my top 10. And the 3 R's are the recall, R for recall, R for recommend, and R for replay or rewatch. So again, I ask myself when I was ranking the K-dramas, 5 to 10 years from now, would I recall this K-drama? And if someone asked me what K-drama to watch, would this K-drama be one of those that I would recommend? And then, of course, would I personally want to watch this K-drama again? So with all those questions, I came up with my top 10. And before we get this started, okay, paalala lang po, this is again all based on your tita's taste, okay? So opinion ko po lahat ng ito at hindi ko din po sinasabing napanood ko po lahat ng K-dramas of 2023. Ito yung mga K-dramas na napanood ko throughout the year, so sila yung pinagbasihan ko. So, basehan. Umatake na naman po yung pagiging Bisaya ko. Huwag niyo po akong awayin, okay? Huwag niyo po akong awayin kung wala po sa top 10 na aking ibibigay ang inyong favorite K-drama of 2023. Or kung sa tingin niyo, eh dapat mas mataas or mas mababa yung rank ng K-drama with your favorite actors or actresses, or dapat mas mababa yung mga ranking ng mga iba pang K-drama. So, again, lahat po ito ay opinion ko lamang, okay? Lahat po ito ay base sa aking taste. So, kung iba man po ang inyong opinion, that's good. Keep it up. Pwede nyo naman akong i-message, i-post nyo online, i-tag nyo pa ako kung ano sa tingin nyo ang sa inyo'y top 10 K-dramas, okay? So, okay na? Okay na? Okay, so simulan na natin. For one last time, welcome to Anyong Tita's podcast wrap-up episode of 2023. Starting our top 10 list at number 10 is a K-drama na kinagiliwan ng lahat because of how it inspires us to never give up on dreams and that it's never too late to start all over again if you really want to. It's the K-drama Dr. Cha. Starred by Jung-hwa, Dr. Cha, like I said, had a very inspiring plot and a very family-friendly story, which I would definitely recommend for those that are looking for a wholesome K-drama with the right mix of comedy, romance, and again, drama. So, pasok siya sa R for the recommend, but honestly, that is if I can recall it. So, aside from it being Jung-hwa's, for me, best K-drama, I'm afraid hindi siya agad papasok sa utak ko if anybody asked me for a recommendation of a family K-drama. I don't even wanna think na papasok siya sa utak ko if anybody needs a recommendation of a medical K-drama. Like I said in my full review of this K-drama, it's not really, although the title says Dr. Cha, but it's not really what I can consider as a medical drama. I am more of, probably I'm gonna have this categorized as a family drama. So if anybody is looking for a K-drama, I might be recommending it, pero yun nga, if I can, you know, remember it. Kasi maybe after a while, maalala ko din naman siya. Pero kasi the K-drama for me does not have enough memorable scenes to leave a mark. It left a mark for me this year because, again, it's fresh. But in a year or two, I don't think I might be remembering it. It might be hard for me to easily remember Dr. Cha. And with that said, I'm not also interested in rewatching it. So maybe clips of some of the funniest scenes involving yung cheating husband niya na mukhang tanga. Pero yun siguro yun. Or yung revenge scenes niya. Kasi one of the things that I love about this K-drama is the subplot, which is yung kabitan na very teleserye. But very interesting. It, again, is one of the interesting subplots of this K-drama. So, yung revenge part niya nung nakapaghiganti na din siya sa cheating husband niya at sa kabit nito. Yung siguro, yung mga clips na yun, siguro yun yung papanoorin ko. So, again, I would recommend this K-drama to those looking for some family K-dramas. So, yeah, this is definitely one of those K-dramas that I might be recommending from this year, which is why pasok na pasok pa rin si Dr. Cha sa aking top 10 list at my number 10. And also, before I move on to the next one, Dr. Cha also has one of the best OST of 2023. But still, it's one of the best OST. So that is also why pasok siya sa aking top 10. Now at number 9 is another K-drama with a very inspiring plot, which also talks about perseverance, but on a whole new level, as in perseverance to stay alive and optimistic while living alone in an island for 15 years. So number 9 is Castaway Diva. Now, what for me made Park Yoon-bin's K-drama a rank higher than Dr. Cha is really because of the amazing subplot of the family of Ki-ho. So Ki-ho is the kababata dito ng character ni Park Yoon-bin. I've gone through the rabbit hole of, not rabbit hole, but a full explanation of that subplot in my full review of Castaway Diva. So you can definitely go ahead and check on that. But if you have seen the K-drama, if you have seen the Castaway Diva, you know that aside from the main plot about, you know, the girl rejoining society after living in an island for 15 years alone, the K-drama also talks about this mom and kids who have been running away and hiding from their abusive husband or father. It, for me, was one of the most exciting story that I've seen, and it with a very satisfying ending as well, that literally, okay, walang halong biro pamangkin, this subplot, by the end of it, the ending, it literally made me clap when the scenes unfolded. Yung feeling na nakasama ka ng mga characters na dumaan sa hirap, tapos sa dulo nagwagi kayo, nagwagi ang mabuti. So it was an amazing feeling that watching that subplot. Yung nga lang, syempre, it's just a subplot. And again, I went on a whole explanation about it. And because of that, I would still recall this K-drama even after a decade or more. It's not that often, you know, na may kwentong interesting from start to finish. Yun nga lang, too bad at subplot lang siya. So, kumbaga, hindi sila yung main course. So, when it comes to recommending Castaway Diva, I would probably put this on the bottom of my recommendation. But as for the replay factor, oh, I would love to replay the subplot of the family. Yung subplot na lang yun. Although Park Yoon-bin singing is in this K-drama is also good to watch, but second na lang talaga siya dun sa akin for me. I mean, if you think that I'm being OA because of this subplot na lagi kong minimension whenever I talk about Castaway Diva, then you better watch that K-drama because, yeah, you'll find out for yourself. And you can determine, OA lang ba talaga ako? Or talagang maganda yung pagkakalatag ng subplot na yun. But you know, but despite the dull main plot that gets, you know, often sideswept by so many of the subplot, kasi hindi lang yun eh, yung kwento ni Ki-ho was not just the only subplot in here, there's so many. Kaya nga, for me talaga, sabog ang pagkakasulat ng iba pang subplot and main plot of this K-drama. Pero yung kina Ki-ho, ang ganda. Di ko alam. But anyway, yun nga, despite the dull main plot that gets often sideswept by so many subplots in this K-drama, Castaway Diva is still your tita's 9th favorite K-drama of 2023. Coming in at number 8 now is the only non-fiction action K-drama that I love this year. Now, if you have been listening to this podcast for a while now, you might recall that I, your K-drama tita, is a fan of police procedural K-dramas with lots of action scenes. Hindi po sa akin issue yung mga madugudugo, yung mga duguduguan na yan, yung mga 10 minuto na walang tigil na nagsusuntukan kung ano-ano ping pinagagawa. Hindi po sila sa akin issue, pero this year talaga, ang tsatsaka ng mga entries. Kung hindi man sequels na malamya or mga unimaginative and uninteresting action K-drama. So, nag-iisa lang talaga. Kaya nag-iisa lang itong K-drama nito sa top 10 ko. And it's the K-drama the worst of evil. Now, aside for being the only interesting action K-drama, non-fiction action K-drama of 2023, my main reason talaga of putting this, the worst of evil, in this list and ranking them number 8 is Yook Cast. Wala kang tapon sa dalawang main leads nito na sina Ji Chang-wook and Wee Ha-jun. Oh my God, looks they're serving. Scenes, yung mga acting nila, they're serving. So, delight. Such a delight. At sinabi ko na ito nga sa K-drama review ko rin mismo, iba talaga si Ji Chang-wook pagdating sa action series. Like, he's okay, he's good sa mga rom-com, sa musical, even sa musical is also okay. Pero pag pinanood mo yung kanyang mga K-dramas na action-related, ay, ito yung sinasabi nilang iba pong Ji Chang-wook ang makikita nyo dito. So, ganun naman po siya. He's in his element dito sa The Worst of Evil. So, he was so amazing both sa drama, sa action, sa bakbakan, sa acting, lahat. Ay, nako. At ang pogi ni kuya mo dito. So anyway, yun na nga po. So yun na yung sasabi ko. Pagdating talaga sa action series, iba si Ji Chang-wook. Or K-dramas where he plays the bad boy aura or bad boy character, sort of. So iba talaga. He shines bright like a diamond. Now, the plot is not too shabby as well. I mean, it was still exciting to watch even though from the start you are aware already of the impending doom once malabas na yung totoo na undercover police yung character dito ni Ji Chang-wook. But that itself is making it so interesting kasi ikaw din napapaisip if eto na ba? Is this the moment na mabubulgar na ang lahat? So, definitely a recommended K-drama for those looking for action-packed K-dramas. And I would definitely recall this one as one of Wookie's best performance, actually. Parang natabunan na nito sa akin yung K2, yung ano pa ba yung mga action series niya. Basta yun. So, number one na siya sa akin. But, would I want to rewatch it? Probably nope. I mean, the series is good while it lasted, I guess. But the level of violence in this K-drama is not something that you would watch. You should watch. Something that you should not watch over and over. Let me clarify that. The level of violence in this K-drama is not something that you should watch over and over. So, even when recommending it, baka siguro may pa-disclaimer ako ng konti kasi talaga namang dapat medyo sanay ka na na makanood ng mga violent violent scenes or violent K-dramas bago mo to panoorin. But, yun nga, The Worst of Evil is still my 8th favorite K-drama of 2023. At number 7 is the only coming-of-age K-drama of 2023 na natipuhan ng inyong tita. Although sa part na yon, syempre medyo maarte ako kasi nga tita na. So, syempre, yung ibang coming-of-age K-drama ay talagang super pang-bagets. So, hindi na talaga siya pasok sa taste ko. But this one, I can guarantee na ma-enjoy mo din kahit isa ka ng tito or tita. It's the K-drama Twinkling Watermelon. Pang-bagets talaga yung title or yung K-drama na ito. Sa title pa lang, Twinkling Watermelon. Bagets na bagets. But it's actually still super cute. It's a super cute teen romance, coming-of-age K-drama na may halong fantasy, na which is in the form of time traveling. So yun yung fantasy part of this K-drama. And it also has a really good OST. Actually, ito at yung Dr. Cha, sila yung pinaka naalala kong K-dramas of this year na talagang maganda yung OST niya. And dito sa Twinkling Watermelons, ang cute ng mga bida. Bidang lalaki at bidang babae. Ang cute ng mga bata. But one thing that made this K-drama for me so memorable is the use of sign language in the story. And it also shows the plight of those with hearing disability and those children born to parents that are both deaf. Now, I'm pretty sure this is not the first gay drama out there where a character uses sign language. But for me, kasi, it's the first that I can recall. I don't recall any gay dramas that is with a character as well that uses sign language. I know there's a current gay drama with Wosong. I think, sino ba? Basta my current K-drama right now where the main lead also uses sign language. But before that, we had Twinkling Watermelon. And I, unfortunately, you can definitely let me know if there was. But I don't recall. I don't recall any K-dramas before Twinkling Watermelon where the characters uses sign language. And that for me was like, oh, this is what we need. We need to be inclusive. And K-dramas are slowly getting there. So, ayan, unti-unti na tayong nagiging inclusive with our K-drama. So, I'm really happy. And I hope it also let other people, make other people aware about people with disability, the uses of sign language, and also hopefully it inspires you as well to learn sign language. I've already mentioned this during my review of this K-drama. I was one of those that was really inspired with it. I kind of started learning sign language, but yun nga lang po, Diyos ko po yung trabaho ko. Kinakain po talaga yung oras ko. So, medyo napatigil po muna ako sa pagkaaral. Pero yeah, I hope to be back and learning again sign language. But anyway, so when it comes to the recall factor, this K-drama definitely takes a huge chunk of the pie. I can also recommend it, especially kung ang hanap mo a light, fun, imaginative, and plain old coming-of-age story. Pero dahil nga mainly coming-of-age story siya or genre niya, so, baka hindi lahat ito yung trip or ito yung hanap. So, yeah, medyo piling tao siguro lang ang maire-recommend ko ito. Now, will I rewatch it? I actually think I would. Maybe not all of it, but most of the scenes, especially yung funny interactions ng mga bida dito and them singing the theme songs of the K-drama, I would definitely find myself maybe skipping, watching some clips on social media. And yeah, I would love to. So that's my number 7, which is Twinkling Watermelon. And completing the first half of this list at number 6 is the K-drama that launches the ship between Imuna and Lee Junho. It's King the Land. Now, I'm a sucker for K-drama. So, if there's any type of K-drama na most likely uulit-ulitin ko, then it would be those rom-coms. And King the Land is definitely one of it. Ang sarap lang ulitin ng mga harutan, yung kilig moments ng dalawa. Kasi parang di na umaarte yung mga ano eh, bida. Parang hindi na yan arte. Echos. Dilulo din minsan ang inyong tita. Hayaan nyo na. But yeah, when it comes to the R for the replay, then again, this K-drama is on top of it. So, kuhang-kuha nila yung R for the replay. And it also is easy to recommend because who does not love a good rom-com na light and fun to watch? Walang masyadong stress na ibibigay sa'yo, tawanan lang, kiligan. However, the K-drama is very formulated from, you know, it's mahirap na female lead na isang hamak na empleyado lang to the male lead na isang chaebol. So, in short, the K-drama is not something new. It's just a different version of the same K-drama plot that we have seen so many times already. So, although it breaks my heart to say this, but I need to be honest with you, Pamangkin. In probably 2 years, baka di ko na siya maalala. And So if anybody asks me to recommend a good rom-com, baka matagal bago ko ma-recall itong King the Land. Kasi halos every year naman, meron tayong ganitong type of K-drama na mahirap yung binang babae, mayaman yung binang lalaki, nagka-in love, and blah, blah, blah. So, but still, you know, King the Land is still one of the most nakakakilig K-dramas of 2023. My number 5. Alright, number 5 na tayo. So, my number 5, some of you may think, what? Talaga ba, tita? Number 5 mo yan? To which I will reply, eh bakit ba? Eh sa nag-enjoy ako dito pa mangkin eh. Is the K-drama Perfect Marriage Revenge. Yes, this K-drama is very telesary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah, with its birth secret, the kabitan, ang paghihigante ng mga inape. But that's for me what made it so interesting to watch. The revenge story arc nga lang, solve na ako kasi there is nothing more that I love watching other than people getting their justice. The justice that they deserve. And evil being defeated by good. Tapos samahan mo pa yan ng super green flag na male lead na talaga namang tinaas na naman po yung standard natin pagdating sa mga asawa at mga jowa. Ay, Diyos ko po. And then may pa time traveling pa na mystery subplot niya. Like, what? Okay, sure. The K-drama is not new. Ang daming time traveling K-dramas. Ang daming revenge K-dramas out there. And madaming romance K-dramas. But mixing those three in one? Not a lot. So, for me, pasok na pasok siya sa recall, actually. So, baka ito eh, matagal-tagal bago ko makalimutan. Kasi nga, bihira naman talaga yung may magandang revenge K-drama na meron ding magandang romance. Tapos meron pang, may mga comedy-comedy din siya. Tapos, yun nga, may time traveling, may mystery na ganun. Ay, Diyos ko po. Kinain niya na lahat. So, yes, may recall siya sa akin. Madali din siyang i-recommend kasi it got everything for everyone. Gusto mo ng romance, meron siya. Gusto mo ng nakakataas ng, yung nakakakulo ng dugo na type of story, meron din siya. And even now, I cannot stop rewatching clips of it. So, check na check siya sa 3R categories ko. Kaya lang, okay, and this would explain bakit number 5 ko lang siya kung check na check ko pala siya sa 3 hours. Kaya lang, medyo mediocre. Medyo mediocre lang din kasi individually yung mga subplots niya. Like yung revenge or the romance na out of, you know, arranged marriage. It's not something new. Like I said, hindi siya yung kauna-unahang teleserye na na-create na may ganitong plot. I think the word sakto is perfect description for perfect description for this K-drama. Kaya naman, Perfect Marriage ay saktong sakto sa saktong numero lang na number 5. Alright, as for number 4 on this list, it's another K-drama that some of you may have not seen, or if you did, you'll be surprised why it even made it this high. But in my full K-drama review, I explained how this K-drama, which, by the way, I discovered out of desperation kasi nga, ang tsaka po talaga ng mga K-drama of this year. So anyway, in my full K-drama review, I explained how this K-drama actually has a very interesting mystery. My number four is the K-drama, the horror mystery thriller, Revenant.
Tell me your name in this hopelessly world.
Now, Kim Tae-ri's performance in this K-drama is one other factor kung bakit talaga namang na-enjoy ko siya. And to think, ayoko po ng mga horror K-dramas. I am the type of tita na, Diyos ko po, ang tanda ko na pero takot na takot ako sa mga horror K-dramas. Now, most of the time kasi, yung plot ng mga horror K-dramas, hindi interesting. Tapos lahat na lang halos dinadaan sa jump scare. I've seen so many horror Hollywood horror movies, horror K-dramas in the past, na yung mga plot talagang dinadaan lang sa takutan, sa gulatan ng mga multo, pero yung plot mismo, pag-iisipin mo, wale. Pero ibahin mo itong pamangkin. Ibahin mo itong Revenant, okay? Kasi, this K-drama, kahit walang mga jump scare, most of it talaga nakakapanindig balahibo dahil sa mismong kwento niya. And being the first horror K-drama that I finished and enjoyed, okay, sa recall, it will definitely be there. But again, the mystery that you need to unravel in the series will really bring you to the edge of your seat. And every episode ends with a cliffhanger that really makes you want to watch the next episode already. So, as for the recommend factor, yes, I would definitely recommend it to those who are specifically looking for a good horror K-drama. But the thing that made it jump all the way to number four for me is that I think I would recommend this if you are just looking for a good K-drama to watch. Kung wala ka namang specific na hinahanap, gusto mo lang ng magandang K-drama, baka ito, makikita ko, na-imagine ko sarili ko na pag may nagtanong, baka ito, i-recommend ko din. I think I will find myself going out of my way and even recommending Revenant to people because of that's how much I love the story of this K-drama. Something that I don't find myself doing for any of the previous K-drama entries that I've mentioned so far in this episode. Nagandahan po kasi talaga ako sa kwento niya and sa pagkakalatag din ng mystery. And as for the replay, okay, yun, no. Straightforward, no. Kasi duwag po talaga ako, okay? Maganda yung K-drama pero hindi ko na po siya uulitin. Ayoko na. Tama na po yung minsan ko na siyang pinanood. Nag-enjoy po ako. So, tama na po yun. So, pasok siya sa 2 hours na recommend and recall. Pero sa replay po talaga, kahit man lang yung ulitin mga ilang eksena, no. Hindi po talaga. Kinikilabutan po ako hanggang ngayon pag nakikita ko si Kim Tae-ri tapos umiba lang yung ngiti niya. Eh, Diyos ko po, naalala ko na naman siya sa K-drama na ito. Ay, nako. Siguro mga matagal-tagal bago ko makalimutan yung ginawa niya dito sa K-drama na ito. Kasi talagang ngiti lang ni Kim Tae-ri. Diyos ko po, para na akong binabangungot. But again, yun nga. This is still one of the best K-dramas of 2023, and that's Revenant. Now, at number 3 is another surprising entry, which most of you may not think that I would place this high on the list, but this K-drama really made a comeback, and so much better than the previous season. At number 3 is the season 3 of Dr. Romantic.
Chomun 태양 어떤 두려움에
Now, if you don't know me, I am not a fan of sequels. I always think na sinisira nila yung original or the season one of the K-drama or movie. And they're not usually better than the original. And most of the time, they're not even as good as the original. And Dr. Romantic Season 2 is a good example of that. I'm so sorry, but I hated that K-drama. And I have a whole episode just enumerating why Season 2 sucks. But it's one of the few K-dramas that I promise to support every season, no matter what, no matter how many seasons, because of my love for the first season or for the first one. Ganun ko kamahal yung first ever season niya. So, sa sobrang pagmamahal ko sa kanya, sabi ko, sige, lahat ng ibibigay mong season, papanoorin ko. So, yun na nga, nandito na ako sa season 3. But, yun nga, season 2, ay, Diyos ko po, ay, ayoko na lang talaga magsabi, pero ang tsaka niya, okay. Anyway, when I watched Dr. Romantic 3, season 3, my expectations were very low. Okay, kasi nga, fresh pa rin sa akin yung season 2 niya. But what a comeback, pamangkin. What a comeback. Dr. Romantic Season 3 came back stronger and so much better than Season 2. Still not as good as Season 1, obviously. Walang makakatalo talaga sa Season 1 or sa mga first love natin. But for me, so much better. Siguro konti na lang. Halos katumbas niya na ang kasing ganda niya na yung Season 1. Pero what a comeback. The stories again of the patients and the people in the Doldam Hospital are so interesting, so heartwarming, nakakaiyak, nakaka-intriga, nakaka-excite panoorin. And it again gave us so many lessons in life that we can definitely pick up from the K-drama. And best of all, new and improved characters. Yun talaga yung pinaka-issue ko sa Season 2. Ang papangit ng mga characters na ginawa nila for the Season 2. But anyway, that's a whole new topic. So Season 3 nga, the best part of it is that we had new and improved old characters as well, or recurring characters. It really renewed my faith on the writers and directors of the shows. Kaya sabi ko nga, sa K-drama na ito, sa review K-drama episode ko or K-drama review episode ko ng Dr. Romantic Season 3, I am now excited for Season 4. If ever magkaroon man, I am very willing again. So, medyo pa let go na ako eh nung after ng Season 2. Pero Season 3 renewed my faith. Naniwala po ulit ako sa ating writers, kay PD Nim at sa ating writer Nim. So, nagbalik loob na naman po ako sa Dr. Romantic. Now, Dr. Romantic Season 3 is definitely one of the K-dramas I will recommend, not just as a medical K-drama, but a K-drama with a heartwarming plot. Now, I'm sure people would love to watch. And when I finally got some time, I actually might binge watch seasons 1 and 3. To hell with 2. But 3 is definitely worth binging. Kaya naman, di lang siya pasok sa top 10 list ko, kundi number 3 pa siya. Kasi what a comeback talaga. And speaking of comeback, my number 2 now is also in a sort of comeback, but a comeback for the main lead of it. My number 2 K-drama of 2023 is the series that we have waited for months for the second half. Painfully waiting for the second half of it. And we finally got it in the year 2023. We all found out how it was so worth it. And that is the K-drama, The Glory. Sometimes the forest gives me the relief. Now, Song Hye-kyo's comeback K-drama that brought her another Best Actress Award at the Baeksang Arts Award. Okay, so ito talaga yung K-drama na pang-comeback ni Ate Girl. The Glory gave us so many emotions. May galit, may kilig, may iyakan. it's another amazing revenge series na talaga namang inabangan natin at sinubaybayan. Isa sa mga highly recommended kong K-drama, and not just for this year, ah. Kaya naman, ito ay talagang number 2 ko. Kasi I think I would definitely recommend this K-drama as well to people even after 5 years or a decade. Pag naghahanap kayo ng revenge K-drama, baka isa ito talaga sa mga pasok na pasok sa list or sa mga una kong i-recommend sa'yo. May recall din siya sa akin as one of the best revenge series out there. Kaya lang, yung issue ko talaga sa kanya and why it's not my number one is the triggering scenes and the type of people I will be recommending it to. The level of violence kasi in this K-drama is again not for those that wants a light series and want something that they can watch with the whole family. Oh no, do not. Like I said, so many triggering scenes. And so, once na napanood mo na siya, I don't think you would want to watch it again unless yun yung mga trip mo sa buhay. So, unless you like that type of scene, but normally you wouldn't want to watch it over and over. Lalo na nga yung type of violence or triggering scenes that are in this K-drama. So, medyo dun sa 2 hours category natin for ranking the K-dramas, medyo hindi siya pasok. Or medyo kulang siya ng konti. Pasok pa rin siya sa top 10 pero medyo nagkulang siya ng konti. Medyo mahirap din siya i-recommend kasi nang basta-basta, kahit pasabihin na natin na ang ganda ng kwento niya, ang galing ng mga actors in this K-drama, kasi nga, triggering siya. Pero kung ang magtatanong sa akin kung anong magandang K-dramang panoorin, eh hindi maselan, then malamang The Glory is one of the first K-dramas that will pop up in my mind from this year and even in a couple of years. Medyo nahaluan nga lang din ng controversies. So, medyo na-tarnish din ang image nitong K-drama. But that, again, does not mean that the series is not worth watching. Like I said, it has one of the best revenge stories I've seen. Madaming pasabog na mga eksena, and at the same time, again, it imparts important lessons in life. So, kapupulutan mo rin siya ng aral. Okay? Kaya naman, I say, deserve na deserve nito ang number 2 spot sa aking list. And now it's time to talk about the number 1 K-drama of 2023, which the moment I watched it, I already predicted that it will be my number 1 K-drama of this year. I even mentioned that. I even said that on my K-drama review of the of this K-drama, that I don't think any other K-drama will beat it, or at least it will take a lot for that other K-drama to beat this as my number 1. At natapos na nga po ang taong 2023 na walang nakakatalo sa kanya. My number 1 K-drama of 2023 is, as you've guessed it, Moving. When I say that this K-drama exceeded my expectations, I mean, I was only hoping for some fantasy action series, you know, K-drama out there. But I think I got my K-drama version of Marvel's Avengers. I know mga Marvel fans would hate me up for saying that. I don't really care. It's my opinion. Like, now that I think about it, just like Avengers, okay? And hear me out. Just like Avengers, I will watch them when they fight together as a team, but I would also watch any K-drama that you create, maybe starring one or two of them only. That level. And I think, you know, I mean, if Disney gets really smart with it, they can cash this Moving story so many times, so many ways. And I'll be there every time. Ganong level. So, just like how you would watch your Marvel's Avengers, diba, pag magsama-sama sila, but you would also watch Iron Man alone, or Spider-Man alone, or the Hulk, or Thor, or whatever, diba? feeling ko ganun yung level nitong moving sa akin. Like, dito sa moving, they fight together. Okay? Sama-sama sila. But if you create a movie and starting only yung family dito ni na join song, for example, di ba? Kahit sila lang yung ibida mo, kahit sila lang i-feature mo, papanoorin ko. Ganun. Ganung level of admiration, of... And hindi ko nga alam kung nasa parang sumapi na ata ako sa kulto nitong moving eh. So anyway... So yun na nga. So the K-drama for me is one of the best that I've seen, not just for this year, but of all time. Okay? It's definitely a Hall of Famer for me. It's not perfect, okay? But it's so close to being a perfect K-drama. I mean, parang 99.98% perfect na siya. Okay? The fantasy, the world building is amazing. The characters are interesting. There's romance na hindi pilit, na hindi yung mga cliche na mga nahulog, natapilok, or whatever, hindi. There's the teenage romance, and then there's the adult romance. So, it serves the romance side. There's also comedy. There's drama, okay? And then there's action. And I mean action to a whole new level. Suntukan, CGI, special effects, mga lumilipad, ganun. So, this K-drama really has it all. And whether you are a tito or a tita or a pamangkin, Moving is one of the K-dramas that I will recommend to you if you have not seen it yet. For all ages siya, ika nga. And it's one of the K-dramas na, again, I will likely find myself going beyond in recommending it. One of those K-dramas that, to me, need mong panoorin as a rite of passage in order for yourself to be called a K-drama fan. And I will probably judge you silently kung di mo pa napapanood siya. Echos. May lesson din siya on society, may lesson on family, may coming of age lessons din siya. I mean, again, the K-drama has it all. And if them winning awards left and right is not enough for you as proof that this K-drama is amazing, then I don't know what else to tell you. Okay, hindi ko na alam kung paano kita kukumbinsihin to watch this K-drama because I know for a fact that you will enjoy it. Maybe not as much as I have enjoyed it, okay? But I guarantee you, you will. You will definitely enjoy it. The K-dramas already won so many awards, okay? And not just in just regular award-giving body, but in like Asian Awards, andami. And I have a good feeling that pagdating ng Baeksang Arts Awards for this year, they'll be nominated in so many categories and they will win a lot. So, yeah, I'm confident on that one. So, check na check sa 3 R's categories ko. So, a highly recommended K-drama, a K-drama that I will recall for even for decades, and a K-drama that I would love to rewatch or to replay over and over, walang halong skip. Ganon. And iniisip ko nga, baka naman nag-stand out siya sa akin dahil hindi ganon kalakas yung mga kasabay niyang K-drama. So, nag-moment ako. Iniisip ko lahat ng mga K-dramas na napanood ko for the more than 2 decades that I've been watching K-dramas. And I think may laban talaga itong Moving. Like, I think it will be a tough fight between this Moving and some of the other K-dramas that I've seen in the past. Pero may laban si Ate Girl. May laban si Moving pagdating sa mga pinakamagagandang K-drama in the whole existence of K-dramas. But yeah, so may laban siya. Kaya naman siya ang number one K-drama ko of 2023. Now, of course, hinimay ko pa yung K-drama into more details, and if interested kang pakinggan, then you can definitely check out my full K-drama review all about Moving. And if you are interested for my complete review ng mga K-drama na pasok sa aking top 10 K-dramas of 2023, then I have a full episode for each of them. And there you have it, mga pamangkin. That is your Tita's top 10 K-dramas. dramas of 2023. And with that, it's also time for me to say goodbye. This is the last episode of this podcast. For the last 4 years, nakasama ko kayo sa aking podcast journey at sa sandamakmak na K-drama marathon na ginawa natin. Maraming salamat for all the support, and kahit sa mga simpleng updates or suggestion ng mga K-dramas na mini-message nyo sa akin, kino-comment nyo, tinatag nyo ako, I really appreciate those. So thank you so much. I also want to thank you all for listening every Tuesday. Through this podcast, I met so many people and fellow K-drama fans. So thank you again sa inyong lahat. And ayoko nang pahabain pa at baka maiyak na ako. Pigil na. I'll stay in touch through my social media accounts, but you know, unfortunately, I cannot be as active. I'm not really as active anyway, but even less. But I still try to keep in touch on my social media accounts. I'll keep them open in case may mga suggestion kayo ng K-dramas. Huwag niyo akong kakalimutan. Itag niyo pa rin ako. But for now, yun nga, magpapahinga muna ang inyong K-drama tita. But who knows? Maybe mag-comeback tayo from retirement a la Michael Jordan, di ba? Pero for now, magpapahinga muna ang inyong tita. So until then, good night kids. I love you mga K-drama pamangkin.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.